Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Definitive opinion that is being put forward about the outcome of the election in 2024. The MSN and 538, two are two sources that are not known to be conservative or Republican at all, say very simply the polls say Donald Trump is going to be president again. Is that really the message of the polls? Is that the message of the allegations that came out yesterday? Allegations about Joe Biden that I honestly believe could force him out of the race. I think it's serious. I think that anyone who doesn't take it seriously is a fool, because the allegations against the President of the United States now, not just his son, his son is a deeply, deeply problematic personality, but some of the material that came out in the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday is devastating. We will be talking about that with David Frum of The Atlantic, who believes that he can see the Republican Party doing an exit from the infatuation with Trump. This at a time when the polling and other experts are saying the Trump enchantment is working better than ever before. He's the Teflon Don. The more the you get arraignments and the more you get indictments, the more popular he gets, the more he seems like he's a victim of unfair treatment. We'll be talking about that with A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics. She has specifically focused on some of Trump's opponents, one of whom got booed today at the Faith and Freedom Coalition meeting. I've been to so many of these Faith and Freedom Coalition meetings, it seems strange not to be at this one. I'm not. But what you had today was some very, very mixed reaction. Trump is going to be speaking there at this gathering at the Washington Hilton coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, the idea that the disaster yesterday, it was actually a disaster that occurred last Sunday, we just confirmed yesterday, of a catastrophic implosion on the Titan submersible craft when it was looking over the wreckage of the Titanic from 1912. There is all kinds of new material because of what has just happened, bringing back the Titanic conspiracies. A piece at Newsweek says Titanic conspiracy theory takes off after the sub-tragedy hit job. Now, they're not saying there was a hit job on the sub-tragedy, but the hit job on the original Titanic related to the Federal Reserve System. Yes, really, because it was Federal Reserve System was just getting started in 1912. We will get to that theory coming up on the MedVet Show. And we also have a couple of big movies that we're going to be reviewing toward the end of the show, one of which is a documentary about the last Republican to win statewide office in California. Who was it? A guy you know as a movie star, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The new documentary about his life on Netflix is fairly remarkable. And there's also a brand new movie with a super all-star cast, Tom Hanks and Margot Robbie and Scarlett Johansson and Jason Schwartzman and on and on and on. It is the latest by Wes Anderson, and it is called Asteroid City, and we will be reviewing it. Okay, first off, explosive new allegations from investigators from the IRS, their whistleblowers, as they've been described, who are saying, and one of them remains anonymous, and the other whistleblower is very much in the public eye. His name is Gary Shapley. He's worked for the Internal Revenue Service for 14 years. He has a reputation of being nonpartisan, not a hack, not some kind of political grandstander. And he had some extraordinary charges against the President of the United States. Yeah, not just his son, the President of the United States, that honestly I do believe, combined with concerns about President Biden's age, could force him out of the race. And what would happen then? That's a question we'll talk about with David Frum and A.B. Stoddard and more. In any event, this is the way CBS News covered the explosive new allegations from the IRS whistleblowers yesterday. This is clip 8.
IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley spoke to congressional investigators in May. He said IRS investigators recommended charges for tax evasion, filing a false tax return for the tax years 2014, 2018, and 2019, all felonies, plus charges for failure to file or pay several years. Those are misdemeanors. A conviction on these charges could bring hefty fines and up to 5 years in prison. But the plea deal filed this week by the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney David Weiss said the president's son agreed to enter guilty pleas for two misdemeanor tax charges. As part of the deal, Biden will avoid full prosecution on a separate gun charge. A source familiar with the terms told CBS News his legal team expects probation, not jail time. Shapley also alleged there was a recovered 2017 WhatsApp message from Hunter Biden to a Chinese businessman over an outstanding payment stating, quote, "I am sitting here with my father. We would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." Hunter Biden allegedly texted, according to the transcript, "I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand." And now means tonight. CBS News has not independently verified the message.
Okay, the message was verified by the Wall Street Journal, which quoted it twice. And the Wall Street Journal has not been a doctrinaire anti-Biden source. This is very, very serious material, particularly that WhatsApp message that was written out by Hunter Biden saying that his father was right next to him. He said in part, "I am sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand," and now means tonight. "And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father." Now, what's terrible about this is it indicates that either Hunter was a liar, it's very possible that his father wasn't sitting near him, or that his father was a liar, because President Biden has said repeatedly he had nothing to do with any of Hunter's business ventures, and that's a serious matter. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland spoke today, the Attorney General. He denied the allegations from the whistleblowers that Biden's Department of Justice directly interfered in the Hunter Biden criminal probe. We'll play you, coming up, what Attorney General Garland had to say. The point about this is that they're all relying right now in the Biden camp on David Weiss, who was the prosecutor who was assigned to Hunter Biden, and he was appointed by President Trump. He was the United States Attorney for the District of Delaware, appointed by President Trump to that post, and then selected by President Trump's Attorney General to do this special investigation of Hunter Biden. And what Merrick Garland is saying is, look, this is all up to David Weiss. The decisions about the plea bargain, all of it is up to David Weiss. There does appear to be real concern about special favoritism. given maybe by David Weiss, maybe by others, as indicated in the testimony yesterday. What does it all mean? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I hear a lot of hate come from jock jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, there were two whistleblowers. One of them very publicly identified, the other one still anonymous. That probably won't last. But the whistleblowers suggested that throughout the Biden administration, and remember, Biden has been president now for 2.5 years, and that during the time of his presidency, the administration and the Justice Department and President Biden's Attorney General actually used their power to protect Hunter Biden, to try to delay any moves to indict him or to make him accountable for some of the things that he's done that he recognizes were totally wrong, like hiding taxable money that he was getting from abroad, largely from China, hiding that money and not giving an account for it. Merrick Garland had a press conference this morning. He answered questions to the press. The Attorney General denied the idea that his Department of Justice, this huge federal department with tens of thousands, literally, of employees that Merrick Garland runs, he denied that the Department of Justice directly interfered in the criminal probe of Hunter Biden. It sounded like this. This is clip six.
You said previously you've stayed out of the Hunter Biden investigation. It's been on David Weiss to figure that out. Can you once and for all shed a little light? There seems to be a little confusion on what's going on here.
I'd be happy to. As I said at the outset, Mr. Weiss was appointed by President Trump as the U.S. Attorney in Delaware and assigned this matter during the previous administration, would be permitted to continue his investigation and to make a decision to prosecute any way in which he wanted to and in any district in which he wanted to. Mr. Weiss has since sent a letter to the House Judiciary Committee confirming that he had that authority. I don't know how it would be possible for anybody to block him from bringing a prosecution, given that he has this authority.
And he was never told no.
I'd say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal is not buying it. They talk about this extraordinarily incriminating WhatsApp, which is in writing and is actually introduced as evidence before the House Ways and Means Committee yesterday. And they say if the contents of this WhatsApp are true, then Hunter Biden was threatening a foreign business partner with retribution from Joe Biden, who was then the former American vice president, potential future presidential candidate. There's much more in the hundreds of pages of testimony. And then the Wall Street Journal says it's important to stress these are allegations, but the press won't help public understanding by ignoring them. The testimony is already rocketing around the internet, and Democrats counting on Mr. Biden in 2024 would be wise to pay attention. Because, look, the biggest problem for Joe Biden up to now has been worries about his intellectual acuity, about him being in his 80s. Which he is. He would be 82 at the time that he is elected president again, if he does get elected president again. It seems to me that the combination of concern about his age and the ongoing investigations against Hunter, one of the people pursuing those investigations is Jamie Comer, the congressman from Kentucky, who's been very aggressive about this Hunter Biden matter. And he was on Fox Business with Larry Kudlow, and their exchange sounded like this. This is clip 14.
Have you heard the tapes? Has Senator Chuck Grassley heard the tapes? Is it the CEO of Burisma who has these tapes? Is it another oligarch? You got to talk to me about the tapes, because I don't know as much as you know. I'm not as smart as you are. I'm not as brave as you are. I mean, I'm just a TV host, but I'm just saying, if you don't have the tapes, I think your case is going to be injured.
I disagree, and I believe that better than the tapes is bank records. And that's what this investigation has been about from day one, is following the money. We've learned of new banks that may have some of this Ukrainian money. We're bringing people in for depositions that have firsthand knowledge of what role Joe Biden played in that bribery scheme. So I'm pretty optimistic today as I stand before you that the missing pieces can be put together to prove the bribery scheme of this administration.
Okay, that's a whole different matter. The tapes they're talking about were the 17 tapes, allegedly, some of them had actually Joe Biden's voice on them. That apparently has evaporated. No one is making that claim anymore, and those tapes do not appear to be available. However, the material that came out yesterday, what's so difficult about it is you're talking about people who are putting their lives and their career on the lines to say that they were trying to prosecute Hunter Biden for criminal wrongdoing, of which there is plenty of evidence, and that they were interfered with by people in the Justice Department and people who were higher-ups. Kimberly Strassel, also writing for the Wall Street Journal, and I'm relying on the Journal here because this is one of the most respected, it doesn't matter whether you're liberal or conservative or who you are, it's one of the most respected press sources you can possibly find. And when they are taking this seriously, it's a reason for everybody to take it seriously. She writes, Kimberly Strassel, House Ways and Means Chairman Jason Smith yesterday released the testimony of Gary Shapley and another anonymous IRS whistleblower. They tell a story of blocked search warrants, tip-offs to Mr. Biden's team, squelched avenues of investigation, downgraded charges, and interference by Joe Biden's appointees. Mr. Shapley, a 14-year IRS veteran, said the Justice Department, its tax division, and the Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office provided preferential treatment and unchecked conflicts of interest. These actions and the lapsing of the statute of limitations spared Hunter the gravest charges, those related to his 2014 and 2015 tax returns, which Mr. Shapley says showed his scheme to evade taxes and possible FARA violations. This is all devastating. And imagine how people would react if it were the other side who all of a sudden had these revelations breaking out. And what about the foreign policy situation? Ilhan Berman, just returned from Turkey, talks about the Iran deal, Ukraine, and more. Coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. The damaged portion of Philadelphia's I-95 has reopened today, despite earlier fears that the reopening would take months. Speaking on Fox News, Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro says the completion was almost delayed by rain hitting the reconstructed concrete as it was drying.
We've had some rain showers here on and off for the last few days in Philly. And so we had the good folks at Pocono Raceway come down and bring their jet dryer, the thing they use to dry the track up at Pocono.
Investigators are continuing to search for any insight into how a catastrophic implosion killed all five passengers aboard the Titan submersive. The Coast Guard confirmed Thursday that a debris field had been found at the seafloor not far from the wreckage of the Titanic, where the deep sea vessel was headed to explore. Tim Berg, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it is a great honor to welcome back to our show Ilan Berman, who is the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington. He's somebody who has consulted for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the Departments of State and Defense of the United States government. He's also provided assistance on foreign policy and national security issues to a range of governmental agencies and congressional offices. And Ilan, you just returned from Turkey, which seems to be at the center of the vortex of world affairs. I mean, Turkey close to Iran, close to Russia, to Ukraine. What is the important news for Turkey now that Erdogan has won another term in office?
Right. Well, no, as you said, there's a lot happening there. And, you know, some good and some very, very worrying. So Erdogan secured his third term in office. He narrowly beat out his opposition rival, a man by the name of Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. He beat him out in a second round of electoral polling in May. And basically he did that by running a, you know, ultra-nationalist, homophobic campaign. And so the open question really in Turkey now is, you know, which way does the country go? Does Erdogan, because he won on these issues, does he double down? Does he make the society even more unfree? Or does he, you know, open up now that he's, you know, he's past the hurdle of the elections? Does he open up? And all of that is frankly overshadowed by the fact that the country is in tremendous trouble economically. The housing market is, you know, has essentially doubled in value over the last year. Inflation is soaring. The Turkish lira is cratering. And so there's really serious, serious turbulence ahead.
And Turkey, just to remind people, is a crucial member of NATO. and which means that it has great influence. For instance, have they worked out Turkey's blockage of Swedish membership in NATO yet? Has that been dealt with?
So that's in process, right? So, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, Sweden and Finland earlier this year got so spooked by Vladimir Putin's ongoing aggression against Ukraine that they reversed decades of non-alignment policy, and they both decided to jointly apply for NATO membership, right? Because, you know, you can hang together or you can hang separately was sort of the thinking. And Finland coasted through. Sweden has not, at least not yet, and Turkey is really the impediment here for a couple of reasons. On the one hand, the Swedes have in the past have had a very liberal immigration policy, which has effectively imported a whole series of rather troublesome political elements, extreme Kurdish political elements that the Swedes have allowed to move around freely in their society, much to the anger of the Turkish government. The second issue, though, is more of a horse trading issue. We in the United States have something the Turks want. Namely, they want advanced American fighter jets, which have been blocked in Congress as a result of American opposition to, you know, Turkey playing footsie and helping the Iranian sanctions bust, for example. They now have something that we want. We want Sweden in NATO. So I think, you know, that 1-2 punch, the fact that they're pressuring the Swedes to change domestic laws, which the Swedes are doing, and the fact that they now have something that they can use as leverage to change U.S. policy, this really puts the Turks in the pole position. I think this gets resolved sooner rather than later, but it's very much on the table right now.
Okay, speaking of on the table, the fighting goes on in Ukraine, and it hasn't been decisive, but you have a column about the graveyard of Europe's last empire. Europe's last empire is the would-be empire that Vladimir Putin is trying to reassemble. What you say is that beyond battlefield setbacks, things really are going terribly for Putin and his dreams. Why?
Well, because if you look at the numbers, not at the rhetoric that's coming out of the Kremlin, but if you look at the numbers, all across what is colloquially known as the post-Soviet space, the countries of Central Asia and the Caucasus and even into the Baltics, you have this tremendous decline in support for and approval of Russia. And this is not just happening in the Baltics, right? The Baltics are countries that have, you know, suffered Russian aggression during the Soviet era, but it's increasingly happening in places that were previously sympathetic to Russia as well. So you have, you know, the majority of publics across that vast expanse of countries that used to be part of the Soviet Union that are increasingly turning away from Russia. Their local populations are rejecting the idea that Russia is a constructive actor in global affairs. Their internal populations that used to align with, think that they are part of the Russian world, increasingly don't think that way anymore. And so Vladimir Putin, by trying to make the pie bigger, has actually accelerated this decoupling that you're seeing across the post-Soviet space, where the countries are realizing that hanging out with Russia could be hazardous to their health.
You also mention that there are indications that Russian domestic opinion is turning away from Putin. Why do you reach that conclusion?
Well, there's a couple of things there. So first of all, you know, everyone loves a winner. No one loves a loser, right? Success has a thousand fathers and failure is an orphan. And Vladimir Putin's war effort, it's very clear, is a failure, at least so far. And that's why you're seeing a shift. And again, it's not quite clear that it's a decisive shift, but there is a shift happening in Russian public opinion against the war. Part of it is being articulated not by liberal elements in Russian society, which have, you know, been opposed to the war for a long time, but it's increasingly being articulated by conservative elements in Russian society, elements that support the war, but happen to think that Vladimir Putin has made a hash of things. and that the war is being prosecuted incorrectly. And so that doesn't necessarily augur well for us, the idea that, you know, another leader at the Russian helm would deconflict. They might actually say, you know, the war is just, we just have to do it better. But there's something fundamental that's changing within Russian society as well.
And what is that change? Is that a change that could be for the better with new leadership in the place of Vladimir Putin?
Well, I mean, look, I historically, I would very much like to hope so, but historically, if you look at the record, authoritarian to democratic transitions are actually very rare. What happens much more frequently is an authoritarian to an authoritarian transition, when a repressive regime simply picks somebody else, that can better advance their own objectives, right? But the authoritarians that are in power in these places, and, you know, right now we're talking about Russia, are not likely to go gently into that good night. So we all in the West hope for a more democratic future for Russia, but Russian opposition forces aren't really organized. They're not, certainly not organized within the country. They're barely organized outside of the country. They don't really have a path to power. So what you see instead, I think, is in the coming months is an increasingly large jockeying for power within Russia, within the circle of power that surrounds Vladimir Putin. And you can sort of see the public manifestations of that. Yevgeny Prigozhin, who is the head of the Wagner paramilitary group, who was a one-time confidant of Vladimir Putin, has broken with the Kremlin very publicly to talk about how Putin is essentially, his military effort is misguided and he's doing all sorts of things wrong. And the fact that Prigozhin is doing that and the fact that Prigozhin is able to articulate those things means that everything is not well.
And everything is not well for Russia. That's not terrible news for the United States. In fact, it's encouraging. So is conversation with Ilan Berman. You can read some of his latest columns or post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with what could be the first debate in the Republican battle for the nomination. Coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a year ago, tomorrow it's actually a full year ago, that the Supreme Court handed down the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, and that brought the issue of abortion to the very forefront of American politics again. And that certainly has been the case with the Faith and Freedom Coalition meeting this year. I've been to many, many of these meetings, about 10 of them, for the Faith and Freedom Coalition, for my friend Ralph Reed. And this one, partially because of the weekend and because of stuff to do here, haven't been there, but they don't mind because they have a very, very good turnout of virtually all of the Republican presidential candidates, including some who are very controversial. By the way, Ralph Reed says it's the timing of the event at the one-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, that that's just a coincidence. And, okay, Mike Pence is going to be there speaking. Nikki Haley is going to be there speaking. Tim Scott is going to speak there all today. And President Trump will address the conference tomorrow. But Ron DeSantis spoke earlier today, and he actually made the point that woke and opposition to wokeness is an important issue, and he's not going to turn away from it at all. Here is Governor DeSantis at the Faith and Freedom Coalition, clip one.
Don't tell me it doesn't affect people's lives. I was just in San Francisco. I saw, in 20 minutes on the ground, people defecating on the sidewalk. I saw people using fentanyl. I saw people smoking crack right there in the open, right there on the street. It was a civilization in decay, and it was as a result of leftist ideology pursued leftist policies.
Okay, and what he's talking about is, of course, the idea that anything goes, and that the previous district attorney in San Francisco was somebody who didn't even want to prosecute for, quote, some of these lifestyle issues. Governor DeSantis was well received. Chris Christie, who spoke there today, well, you can hear for yourself. He spoke, I think, forcefully about Donald Trump, and he got a forceful response. Listen, clip two.
I'm running because he's let us down. He has let us down because he's unwilling. He's unwilling to take responsibility for any of the mistakes that were made, any of the faults that he has, and any of the things that he's done. And that is not leadership, everybody. That is a failure of leadership. And you can boo all you want. But here's the thing. Our faith teaches us that people have to take responsibility for what they do. People have to stand up and take accountability for what they do. And I cannot stand by, and as soon as I've started to be critical, after all of that, and after you offered me White House Chief of Staff, now what he does is call me names and belittle me.
And by the way, his official name for Chris Christie appears to be Sloppy Chris Christie. In any event, you'll fascinating to hear that Christie, yes, he got a certain amount of booing, but there was some applause as well. And he went on talking about character counts as a Republican value. This is clip five.
And I will tell you, if all you do is disagree with someone, and in return you get that kind of treatment, I've joined a great list of Americans like Rex Tillerson and Jim Mattis and Mark Esper and Mick Mulvaney and John Kelly and all the rest. And you can love him all you want, but I will tell you that doing those kind of things makes our country smaller. It makes our country smaller, and it makes us lesser. During the Revolutionary War, Abigail Adams asked her husband John if they were going to win the war. And here's what John said. He said, I can't guarantee success in the war, but I can guarantee something better, that we deserve it. Ladies and gentlemen, you never know what's going to come across the desk of the President of the United States. It's not a litmus test of boxes checked. You need to know what's in here. We need to once again, as people of faith, put character first.
And that, it seems to me, is a powerful message. And meanwhile, DeSantis elsewhere floated an idea at a campaign stop that it may get a little bit of traction. It's a radical idea. I'm not sure it's a particularly workable idea. But at least it indicates, and this is what they're reporting over at Hotline, that the DeSantis campaign is getting ready to pivot big time away from talking about what he did in Florida to focusing more on what he plans to do to make things different in Washington, D.C., if he is elected as President of the United States. This is clip 9.5.
And one of the things we need to do to make sure that there's more of an emphasis on practical education, not just support workforce programs, but at the universities, they should be responsible for defaulted student loan debt. If you produce somebody that can't pay it back, that's on you, and you should have to do that, and we'll get that done.
Okay, and then also at Faith and Freedom Conference today, DeSantis went after Trump for criticizing DeSantis's, I think, misbegotten war on Disney. I mean, Disney isn't the biggest enemy in the United States. But you'll notice the response from the crowd. It was mostly silence with some booing. Listen to Ron DeSantis.
So we ended Disney's self-governing status in the state of Florida. And the sad thing is, a lot of these Republicans are siding with Disney and they're attacking me. And here's what I will say. We oppose the sexualization of children. And so
In any event, and he continues along those lines. Chris Christie, Will Hurd, Ada Hutchinson, there are a number of voices that have gotten into this campaign that are specifically critical of President Trump. Are they going to be successful in blocking his nomination? And as forceful as he is, and clever as he is, and I think he's forceful and very clever, what is Chris Christie's campaign really about? We'll be talking about that with A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics. And also talking about this conclusion today from 538 and elsewhere, that basically Trump is so far ahead, he's got this thing wrapped up. And why is it that the more that Trump gets indicted, and this comes with new information about that grand jury in Washington, which apparently is working with a number of witnesses who have been granted limited immunity, which means they are forced to testify because they can't use the Fifth Amendment because they're not in any danger because of their immunity of incrimination. So what will that mean for the new range of potential indictments that Trump could get concerning what happened in the Capitol building on January 6th? We'll be speaking about that with A.B. Stoddard, and we'll also be speaking later in the show with David Frum of The Atlantic, who is talking about a labyrinth of lies in our politics. We'll be getting to that and to much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.